The final interview on this tape is with Lance Corporal Bill Woolman, W-O-L-L-M-A-N, of 1016 Rodman Road, R-O-D-M-A-N, Rodman Road, Canopy Park, Wilmington, Delaware. That's Canopy Park, Wilmington, Delaware, C-A-N-B-Y, Canopy Park, P-A-R-K, comma, Wilmington, Delaware. Interview runs about 4.5 minutes.
The following interview is with Lance Corporal Bill Woolman, 1016 Rodman Road, Canby Park, Wilmington, Delaware, squad leader of Gun 2, 60mm Mortar Section, Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marines here at Quezon. First of all, Bill, how long have you been in Vietnam with the 60mm mortars?
Been in Vietnam 12 months, with mortars 12 months.
You've been in the 26th Marines the whole time?
Yes.
Bill, could you describe the 60mm mortar for us?
Well, the main piece is a tube. It's about a yard long, made of steel, weighs about 21 pounds. The bipods are next. They hold up the tube. It weighs 16.8 pounds, and we have the base plate. It's a square object, about a foot square. It's made of steel, weighs 12 pounds.
Is this the smallest mortar in the Marine Corps arsenal?
Yes, it is.
And the projectile you fire, how big is it, Bill?
Oh, it's about 8 inches long. It's the old HE. We have a new HE about 12 inches long. WP and the illumination are about the same.
What is HE?
High explosive.
Is that the round you usually use?
Yes, it's either Composition B or TNT.
Well, Bill, you're the squad leader of this gun, too. How many men do you have under you?
Right now, I only have 4. I have one in the hospital.
Well, during a normal fire mission, what would each man be doing and yourself?
I'd be directing fire and I'd be FOing. Gunner levels the bubbles, sets a gun up, the A gunner drops around, and I have ammo men break out ammo.
When you say level the bubble, what is this?
It's to get the gun on target. Keeps the gun in place once you fire. The gun usually jolts off pretty much. You level bubbles, it puts it back in place so you don't have to set it up all over again.
And who do you get your fire commands from, Bill?
From myself most of the time.
Well, you're right here on the lines of the 26 Marines here at Quezon, enemy in front. What is your normal target firing, Bill?
Another mortar, 60-82, enemy in the open, recoilless rifle.
Well, Bill, I noticed around your parapet here where your mortar inside, there's stakes all around. I believe these are aiming stakes. How do you use these, Bill?
Well, we have the base stake that's marked. And to the left, we have the left aiming stake. It's 150 mils to the left. We use those to adjust. Say we have a fire mission. We're maybe 20 yards off. They'll give us the range and mills. We'll put it on the site and then we'll traverse onto them.
Okay, I mentioned the enemy mortars, the 60 and the 80, I believe you said, 82. How accurate are these? Have you been getting much incoming from the enemy mortars?
Yes, we've been getting quite a bit of incoming. They're pretty accurate. They're very good mortarmen.
Well, since you've been here at Quezon, how many rounds do you fire during an average day, Bill?
Well, for a while, one day I fired 80, I fire about 40. Sometimes I don't fire any. Depends on if it's a clear day, how much action we have out front.
Have you been able to see any of your damage to the enemy?
Yes, they saw us kill two the other day.
Well, Bill, I understand your perimeter around here, your wire out there is about 60 meters. Say you did get a concentrated attack on your position out here. How close could you fire to your own troops with this mortar, 60mm?
Well, if I could bring it right up to the trench, or I could walk it up and down the wire, bring it up to about 40 meters, safest.
Well, Bill, during a concentrated attack, how many rounds could you throw out a minute, or what is your rate of speed, say, under ideal conditions?
Well, with a good gunner and A gunner, you put out about 20 rounds before first round hits the deck. That's in about a minute.
And how long can you keep this up?
Well, as long as the firing pin holds out, as long as we have ammo.
Okay. Well, Bill, how long do you have left here in Vietnam?
About a month.
Are you looking forward to going home?
Yes.
What do you think of Quezon?
It's a bit hectic sometimes.
Okay, thanks a lot for talking to us, Bill.
You're welcome.